This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Reports of potential threats against Colorado Supreme Court justices have prompted an investigation by the Denver Police Department and the FBI. This comes after the court ruled that Donald Trump could not appear on Colorado's primary ballot because of his actions around January 6th. Denver police say they're stepping up patrols around the justices' homes. In Colorado Springs, new urban trail rangers are on duty. The unarmed team mainly patrols the Pikes Peak Greenway and Midland Trail, enforcing park rules and the city's camping ban, among other things. Britt Haley with the City Parks Department says eventually they want the rangers to have the same authority as federal officers.
They wouldn't be full-fledged police officers by any means, but we'd like them to be able to write tickets for trespassing and vehicles that are parked in places they shouldn't be parked and that kind of thing.
Three rangers have been on the job for several months. Hiring for a fourth is underway. Colorado Springs has more than 100 miles of urban trails, according to the city. Project Angel Heart in Denver has reached a milestone. They've delivered 10 million meals as of this month. The nonprofit supports people with severe illness, prepping and delivering medically tailored meals. Charles Robbins took the 10 millionth meal to a woman in southwest Denver. He founded the group, which is fueled by donations, and delivered its first meals in 1991.
The meals are no cost to the individuals who receive them, and so I highly encourage contributions.
The woman who got that meal is Diane Roybal, who has been fighting cancer.
It's making a huge difference. I am so grateful.
Project Angel Heart delivered 750,000 meals last year. It's turning sunny for much of Colorado and getting warmer toward the weekend. Around Denver, it's highs in the mid-40s this afternoon and a sunny day on Thursday. Grand Junction staying in the 30s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.